Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy rollercoaster called life. We all feel that constant buzz of emotions, right? Happiness one minute, anxiety the next, frustration creeping in like unwanted house guest. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show instead of you being in charge? You know that feeling when your brain goes into overdrive and logic takes a backseat to whatever drama is unfolding in your heart? Well, that's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into understanding our emotions and learning to manage them like the stoic warriors we truly are. Because let's face it, life throws us curveballs. We get stressed at work, frustrated with relationships, overwhelmed by deadlines, and sometimes even just plain all bummed out. It's normal, it happens to all of us. But here's the thing. Our emotions don't have to control us. We can learn to acknowledge them, understand their triggers, and ultimately choose how we respond. Think of it like this: your emotions are like guests at a party. You want to be hospitable. You want to let them in, but you also get to set the rules. No one's crashing on your couch for weeks. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us become emotion masters, not slaves to our feelings. 1. Name it to tame it. Ever heard that saying? Seriously, it works. Putting a label on what you're feeling is its sadness, anger, frustration, fear actually helps reduce its intensity. It's like giving your emotions a voice, acknowledging them without judgment. You can say, "Hey, I'm feeling a bit anxious about this presentation," instead of letting that anxiety spiral out of control. 2. Dig deeper. Don't just stop at the surface emotion. Ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way? What triggered this response? Is it a situation, a thought, or something deeper?" Sometimes, our emotions are like smoke signals that point to underlying needs or issues that need attention. 3. Mindful breathing. This is your secret weapon. When you feel those emotions bubbling up, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. 4. Challenge your thoughts. Our thoughts often fuel our emotions. Are those thoughts realistic? Are they helpful? Sometimes, we get caught in negative thought loops that amplify our anxiety or sadness. Learn to challenge those thoughts with evidence and logic. 5. Embrace stoic resilience. Remember, life is full of ups and downs. We can't control everything that happens, but we can control how we react. The Stoics believed in accepting what we can't change and focusing on what we can, our own thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Think about the last time you were feeling really overwhelmed, stressed, or upset. Maybe a big deadline was looming, a conflict arose with a friend, or something unexpected happened that threw your schedule for a loop. Can you relate to that? Now picture this. You're at work, and suddenly your boss throws a curveball, a project gets pushed out by a week, and everyone needs to scramble. Your mind starts racing, your heart rate picks up, and that familiar feeling of anxiety creeps in. But hold on. Instead of letting the panic take over, you remember the tools we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, label the emotion as anxiety, and ask yourself, what's causing this? Is it truly an unmanageable situation, or is my perception exaggerating the threat? Remember, emotions are temporary, they rise and fall like waves in the ocean. By understanding them, managing them, and cultivating our inner resilience, we can navigate life's challenges with grace, clarity, and a whole lot of stoic strength. You've got this. Go out there and slay your day, one mindful emotion at a time. Want more tips like these? Share this episode with your friends who could use a little stoicism in their lives. Leave a review if you found it helpful. It really helps other people discover the power of staying calm, cool, and collected, even when life throws its best or worst at us. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.